emotional minuet she and her mom had been dancing for decades. "That's not what I meant at all. I mean, it's so special having you over. Goodness knows, with our schedule, we'd like to visit more, but we just haven't been able to. That's why I'm so glad you took the initiative."
"Lord, don't strike me dead for this little lie," she prayed silently.
"In fact, I can do the costume any old time," Sherry said.
"Forgive me for this lie, too.
Now, why don't I make us some coffee?"
Her mother sighed.
"All right, if you insist. But I'd just hate to think I'm intruding."
The visit lasted well into the night. By the time her mother left, Sherry felt absolutely crazy. But she justified it to herself. "At least I've helped make her lonely day a little brighter." Then a pesky voice piped up. If you helped so much, why was she still talking about her loneliness when she left? Trying to ignore the thought, Sherry went to bed. 6:45 a.m. Sherry returned to the present.
"No use crying over spilt time, I guess," she mumbled to herself as she struggled to close the zipper of her black linen skirt. Her favorite suit had become, as many others had, too tight.
"Middle age spread so soon," she thought.
"This week I really have to go on a diet